We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new South Florida Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. The Miami Heat did pick up nice victory yesterday over the New York Knicks. Guys, Dwayne Wade was sitting courtside for this game last night. I don't know how many of you saw it, but at one point, Jimmy Butler from the spot, and if you don't know what that is, it's where he missed the Game 7 game winner last year in the Eastern Conference Finals. Last night, pulled up in Julius Randle's face from the spot, knocked down a tray ball, and Dwayne Wade was sitting right in front of it. Man, that was something. That was something.
Cool. It was cool. Yeah. I wasn't there last night. Solana was, obviously. But there, certainly on TV, was a vibe in that arena with D. Wade there and Jimmy being in his bag. You know, I was talking with Will Manso in the last hour where I said, he's jawing at Julius Randle. He's having fun with D. Wade. At the end of the game, I don't know if you saw it, Solana, they showed on TV. I mean, Spo had D-Wade in a big bear hug. Like, there was a vibe last night that, you know, has been lacking at times this season.
And I was mad when he left and bought, what did he buy, Utah?
Yeah.
I wasn't as mad as y'all, but now watching last night made me see that he should have stayed in Miami. They should have figured something out.
Oh, I was texting that to my friends last night. Texting that to my friends. What a shanda that he had to go buy part of the team in Utah. That guy should be a Heat lifer, and it irks me. It irks me that they showed up at Hassan Whiteside's door and not D. Wade's, and it irks me that he's with Utah and not the Heat.
But there is a kid that's 13 right now that the Heat are going to draft in about 6 years. That would get excited when Dwayne Wade comes into Heat Arena.
Yeah.
Because it's Dwayne Wade and he built this organization. Yep. Like, yeah, I was thinking about just bigger picture of having Wade and Zoe. And you know, UD's about to be there every damn day for the rest of his life. Like, I apologize for giving y'all a hard time about that. That Dwayne Wade should have stayed.
Imagine 10 years from now, there's Alonzo Mourning, Udonis, Dwayne Wade, Duncan Robinson, and they're all just kind of leading the Heat's efforts from the front office and from
it's a three-peat. Threesome. It's a threesome. Big
what,
three.
Zoe out of there?
No, Zoe's not the one. Zoe's not the one.
Yeah, it was great last night. Nice dub by the Heat. So what are they, half game back of Brooklyn?
No, there is no divide anymore between Brooklyn and Miami, but with that being said, Brooklyn does play tonight, and they own the tiebreaker over the Heat. No matter what happens Saturday, Brooklyn already owns the tiebreaker. So Miami, if they want to finish ahead of Brooklyn, has to finish at least a half game ahead of them in the standings.
But if Brooklyn loses tonight, and then Miami beats them Saturday, they'd be up a half game, right?
A full game.
Full game.
Full game. Yeah. By the way,
and they play who? Is tonight the Cavs again?
Tonight is the Cavs again. And the Cavs, I mean, you know, it's not they're in the playoffs, right? Like they're going to be in the playoffs, but they're still fighting for seeding. I mean, they don't want to lose, to New York, that four spot, even though New York's kind of far behind already. But there's still an opportunity for them to move up as well. So they're still meaning for them to be playing these games right now. D. Wade yesterday, I posted the picture on Twitter. He walked over to Zoe. He walked over to Pat Riley. They embraced. Man, you're right, Hawk. Like yesterday when he's there, he's sitting courtside. He gets the video tribute. It's Heat Knicks, so they post a video tribute of all his Heat versus Knicks moments, and there's quite a few. And he gets the standing ovation. Jimmy's John back and forth with him. After the game, everybody goes to say what's up to D. Wade. There was a it was a missed opportunity.
It's a missed opportunity by the Heat.
Yeah. Well,
they whiffed a couple times with him. They really did. Mm-hmm. I was having this argument via Twitter with some friends last night where they're saying everyone wanted Hassan Whiteside. You had to beat Dallas that year. And I said, that's fine. I'm just telling you, now when it's all said and done, it was the wrong decision, right? I'm not paid to make the decision. No. So it's not on me. Someone, Pat Riley or whoever it was, made the wrong decision when it came to Hassan Whiteside versus Dwayne Wade. And I would submit to you that they made the wrong decision somewhere. They should have asked D. Wade, what will it take to keep you a part of the Heat organization? How much of a piece of the team do you want? When do you want to buy in? What do you want your role to be? Like, I get it. I'm giving away someone else's business. I get it. It's a lot. Like, I know.
It's easy to say that, but tell a multi-billionaire or multi-millionaire who has money invested in the Heat organization, hey, we're allocating your shares to somebody else because we want to, and see how that blows over. And you know, you talk about the Hassan thing, and I'm cool with that. I'm with you. The Heat, even though I was all for going for Hassan, I was wrong
so
as well.
Was I.
Right. The Heat messed up there. They should have made right by Dwayne Wade, and it was proven when they brought him back, but they made right by him. The way that they sent him off, the Last Dance, the events that they had to retire his jersey, there's going to be a statue. Like, they made right by Dwayne Wade from that aspect. I don't know what the business dealings were behind the scenes.
He never should have played for Chicago. He never should have played for Cleveland, and he should be part owner of the Heat if he wanted to get into NBA ownership. I'm saying that without any other context because I don't have to worry about the context because it wasn't my decision to make. I'm just telling you, as an outsider, those three things, same thing with the Bulls and Michael Jordan. I mean, it's insanity that Michael Jordan left the Bulls to go play for the Wizards and then go own another team. It's insanity that Michael Jordan was not a lifelong member of the Chicago Bulls.
And so I'm with you if it was the guy that owns the racetrack gas station, but the owners of the Heat, who is it? Mickey?
It's Mickey. He doesn't have to talk to shareholders.
Hey,
it's
you,
Mickey.
You have to give Dwayne Wade a piece. You have to. He would want to. I'm sure he's not twisting his arm to have Dwayne Wade be a part of this organization forever.
My only thing is, Wade going and buying into the Utah organization, I don't think has to do with the Hassan Whiteside situation, Wade ending up leaving to Chicago. I think all that is something else that was settled when they brought him back and they made sure to give him one last year of total praise every single night. It was Dwayne Wade night in that building. And then the culmination of a week's worth of events leading up to his jersey being retired. Like, I think Dwayne Wade had a business relation with somebody who was buying into Utah, and he wanted to go do business somewhere else. And that's not to say that the Heat...
I disagree with that. He did have a relationship with him. I think he wanted NBA ownership.
Correct.
He wanted that to be the next phase of his career. My guess is, this is based off nothing than my guess, he put out a feeler or said it to Mickey or Pat himself.
Right.
I want to own an NBA team. And they may have said, we're not ready right now to be doing anything in that arena. And so he went where there was an opportunity. I believe that, again, I don't know anything. So maybe he never even gave the Heat an opportunity. My gut tells me that he did and they weren't ready. And so he's with Utah and that's the end of that.
For now.
Okay.
The key's under the mat for now. He's with Utah for now.
Pat saw his contract before he bought into the Jazz. Mickey, Pat, they saw his contract. That's how
close
like he
it,
is.
Right?
Yeah, that's how close they are.
Right, but I thought that way too until there were basically no talks between Dwayne Wade and the front office. He had everything going through his agent leading up to the Hassan Whiteside, that free agency period. I thought there was no way in hell Dwayne Wade, Mickey, and Pat couldn't just sit down in a room and figure it out.
No, no, no. We're talking about owning it now.
Right, but I'm saying like that's how tight I thought Dwayne Wade's parties were, and clearly they weren't. So once he retired, maybe they weren't that tight as we all thought they were.
We're talking about the emotion. Getting rid of Dwayne Wade at his age and not giving him that two for 40 something.
Yeah.
Like that was a good basketball decision. Dwayne Wade wasn't worth $20 something million a year.
Yes, he was.
On the court, Hawk. On the court.
Yep.
But to the organization and what he could have
meant. That Golden State game winner?
Hawk.
$20 million right there. That was worth $20 million.
They weren't going to lock in an old man for 2 years, $40 million. That's if Dwayne Wade asked for 2 years, $8 million, they would have signed him that on the spot.
Right, but he was disrespectful. So you know who they locked in? They locked in Hassan Whiteside for $100 million. How'd that work out?
A younger, gigantic unicorn of a rebounder, and they thought that was going to do more on the court. I'm saying on the court than Dwayne Wade. It wasn't. Take the names out of it. It wasn't a bad decision.
It was a terrible decision. We have the actual data now to show you it was a terrible decision.
Hassan Whiteside's playing in Puerto Rico, I think, right now, or Dominican Republic.
No, he saw the World Baseball Classic. He wants to go check it out over there. Wow, this is what goes on in DR?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.